The following shiur has been presented by Harav Moshe Lowy, Rav of the Agudas Yisrael of Toronto, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is on Brachos Nemvav. I'm going to speak about what Zimun is. We know that Zimun is that you say Baruch Shechal Mishloi, and the answer Baruch Shechal Mishloi V'tivachayinu. The minig is also we say first Rabbi Samuel Bench. That's not part of our Gemara. That's a Zohar that says that you have to prepare yourself for a Dovish of Kedusha. So that's why you say Rabbi Havlan Nevorach Rabbi Samuel Bench. And the answer is Shem Shem and Baruch Matu Adarim. But that's not really a chelik of the Zimun. The Zimun is Nevorach Shechal Mishloi, Nevorach Shechal Mishloi V'tivachayinu. Now the Gemara says in Daf Mem Vav, Ad heichan birchas zimun. Till where is birchas zimun? Nachman amad nevarech. Till nevarech shechal mishloif tuvachinu. And b'mesheishes amar ad hazon. Till the end of hazon is hakoil. Now the question is, what is the Gemara asking? Poshet, without looking in Rashi and Tosis and learning, and many Rishonim learn like this. The shaila is, till where is zimun? When you want to be yoytze zimun, and you want to hear the Zimun, you want to do the Zimun, till when is Zimun? So Rav Nachman says, Zimun is till Nevarech. And Rav Sheshet says, Zimun is till Zonas HaKoil. And the way many Rishonim learn is that Shabbats, especially, that according to Rav Sheshet, you have to hear till Hazonas HaKoil from the Mezamein. That's part of Zimun. When he says, and then he starts, and you have to hear through him the mitzvah. That's all part of Zimun till Hazon HaSakoil. That's how the Tashbats holds. Tosfos holds, the shaila over here is, to where there's a person who is not benching now with them, and he wants to bench with them, till where does he have to listen to stop and wait for them? And the same thing you're showing him say, if I cared, someone who wants to leave, and till where does he have to, is Zimun? Zimun is till Hazon HaSakoil, that he has to say, Biyoitzu Zimun with them. That Zimun is for someone who wants to leave, or someone who is being Yoitzu with other people. So the halacha is that he has to hear till Hazon HaSakoil. He doesn't have to bench more. Just has to bench till Hazon HaSakoil. And the same thing, if he wants to leave, he only has to bench with them till Hazon HaSakoil, and that's called, and it's called Zimun. But according to Tosfos and according to Rush, if by regular Zimun, Zimun is only, he's moided to Reb Nachman, that Zimun is only to in a place where he leaves to show that this is a Zimun, when you're not really benching with them, and to show it's a Zimun, then you have to make sure that it's a bracha. So since you have to show it's a bracha, then you have to say stay till Hazon as HaKoil, because you say Baruch Shalom Shalom, what's the Baruch? Baruch Shalom, there's no Shem and Malchus there. So to be able to say Baruch, that you're saying a bracha, so that's why over there you have to say till Hazon HaSakoil. But by regular Zimun, if everyone is benching, the halacha is you do not have to. According to Rav Nachman always held Zimun is only till Baruch Shalom Mishloi, of Tuvachin. According to this Pshat and Tosfos and the Rosh, the halacha would be by you benching with minyan, Nevarach Aleikeinu, since you are saying Nevarach Aleikeinu. So many Rishonim Achronim learn in a case like that, the halacha would be you don't have to say Kol Hazon HaSakoil, because you said Baruch Aleikeinu Shechal Mishloi, you said Aleikeinu, you said Rabbi Hashem's name. In a place where you don't say Rabbi Hashem's name, you have to go make a bracha, say Hashem's name. Others say there's no Shem Malchus, so you do have to say Kol Hazon HaSakoil. But that's how others learn. Rashi has a complete different shita here. Rashi holds that the shaila is, what's zimun? What's the extra part we say for zimun that we don't say when you don't have zimun? So, because before we said, the Gemara said, by two, you don't do zimun. By three, you do zimun. So, what's called zimun? What's called zimun? So, the Rashi, according to Rev Nachman, zimun is still nevarich, and the Yochid doesn't say it. Rav Sheshes, Rashi says, till azon is akoil, and that's only by zimun, and Yochid doesn't have to say it. So there, Tosfos and older Rishonim argue on Rashi. How could Rashi say that azon is akoil, you only say with zimun? We know that all the brachas are benching is deraisa. Moshe tikkun the Gemara says later in Afnun that Moshe was misakin azon is akoil. How could Rashi say that azon is akoil is only said in by zimun? So the Bach and the Taz and others want to say that Rashi is made the according to Sheshes, the Zimun is said by Yochanan also says it. Only according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, Rashi says that Yochanan doesn't say it. But according to Sheshes, Yochanan also says it. Just the shaila over here is, how long should a person listen when he's not benching? So then the halacha is, he should listen to Hazon es HaKoyl. Like Tosfos, or from Rashi's Mashma, Rashi says before in Daf Mem Hayamid Beis, Rashi says Ad Bircha Zon Dehayne Bircha Zimun. Rashi says Bircha Zimun is Zazon, like those who showing him hold that Zimun is Til Hazon, so that's Bircha Zimun. And but he's Moide that Yochar also says it. That's you would say Poshet in the Gemara here, but later Rashi continuously in the whole sugya, Rashi says when the Gemara says Birchas Samaz and Shnayim v'Shloisha, so Rashi says Kesheh and Shnayim, so he says Shloisha, so Rashi says why, so Rashi says Kesheh Shnayim and Shtei Brachas, the Birchas Zimun Adzani Kesheh and Shnayim Einoim Mele Birchas Oretz. It says often that you only say Birchas Oretz, and same thing Rashi in Daf and Vav Amid Beis says Lehechan Echoizer. Someone was mitzarev Lezimun, and he said the Birch Zimun is Tul Azon. So the shaila is, does he Echoizer the Rosh Hashchil Azon Sher Neschayev Bezimun? So he has to say Azon, or the Chsoritz Kishar Yachid. So Rosh says often that according to Pshesh's the halacha would be that you don't say Azon, Yachid doesn't say Azon. So Pashas you could say, we don't pass like Rav Sheshes. So Tosfos says, we have a klal that we always pass like Rav Sheshes. That we have a klal, kaiman Rav Sheshes b'yisura. And it's much from Rashi that we pass like Rav Sheshes. Because Rashi said before, and in Daf Mem Hayam and Beis, the same thing in Mem Vav, and Beis Rashi says, that Birchas Zimun is still Azon as HaKoyl. So the Rif Taka says, we don't pass like Rav Sheshes, we pass like Rav Nachman. And the Rambam also, they both don't pass like Rav Sheshes, they both pass like Rav Nachman, that Birch Zimun is only till Baruch Shechal and Mishalai, if they were, you know. And according to them, and that's what the Machaber and Simreish, Arachayim Paskins, that Zimun is till Baruch Shechal and Mishalai, if they were, and that's all. And you don't have to hear the rest, you don't have to say anything. That's Zimun. Zimun is till Azan HaSakoyl, till Baruch Shechal and Mishalai, if they were, and they paskin like Rav Nachman. Rav Rishonim paskin like Rav Sheshes. So either according to Rav Sheshes, like those Rishonim hold that you have to hear till Azon Sakoil, like the Shvatz and the Peretz and others, or it's like Tosfos that only in a place where you're not saying more, you have to have, and at least in a place where you don't say the Baruch Alekeinu, you should be a bracha, then you say it in a regular case, and a chanami. You don't have to say more than Baruch Shechal and Shalom Tivuchin. Only in these kind of cases you have to say till Hazon Es HaKoyl. So according to Rashi, it's a very, very short Rashi. Rashi could say that you shouldn't say Hazon Es HaKoyl of Yochid. So the Pnei Yeshua says that he, Baruch Shem, he has a teretz of em for Rashi, And Beishua holds that to say Hazon as a bracha, individual bracha, like this, you would include Hazon together with Neidlecho, where you say Aloha Tzala Mazon. You're speaking of Mazon there also. So you can include it, say, Sa'ad Baruch HaDashom Hazon Soylam, and you end Aloha Tzala Mazon. And by Zimun, you have to make a separate bracha where you only, because you end Hazon Zakoil, because you don't have to hear more. Since Chazal and Masakin, the three brachas, now every Yochid should say three brachas. It's a very doicha, but that's how he says the fam for Rashi. Rashi is Zicha Maida, Yochid says Hazon Zakoil, and it's only what he's saying over here that the Birchas Zimun is he's saying make it a separate bracha, and this way you wouldn't make it a separate bracha. But it's very sure Rashi should hold, Rav Sheshis should hold, and unless we'll say Rashi says, we don't pass like Rav Sheshis. But that's also very sure, it's mashma from all over, that Rashi passes like Rav Sheshis. In Halacha, it's brought down that a person should really try to say mila by mila the whole benching with the mezamein to be yoitza. They say, it means like the Shoinuk speak out, that really you could hear the whole thing from the mezamein. But since we're choishish, we won't be able to have proper kavana. Our minds wander. So everyone should say mila b'mila. So some sheet is told that the whole benching, the real zimun is gadol shamitu noyim shvayachdov, is the whole benching you should say together with the mezamein. Others hold not the whole benching, but till azon sakoil. At least till azon sakoil, one should say with the mezamein. The Tashbatz holds that you shouldn't say you should hear from the mezamein to Azan Zakoil. So in Halacha, the Mishabura comes out, the person should be very careful and hear to Azan Zakoil, and not like those people who start saying loud. Just you should say together with the mezamein, you should say from Baruchat Hashem, and just finish right before Azan Zakoil, so you should be able to answer Amen. But you should say it with him, and that's how the Chayodim says that's a main Paiskim, that you have to say to Azan Zakoil, you have to hear from the Mezamein. This goes that when Pasach of Sheish is still Azan Zakoil, and it means that Tol Azan Zakoil is a Chiv of Zimun, part of Zimun, and you have to hear him, and you say it with him, it's part of Zimun. And the Chazonish holds by when you have a minion, you only have to hear to a chin, because he says, and he brings a steer in Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Pei Beis and Kuf Tzadik Beis, over there he brings that you have to hear to Azan Sakoil. And in Semeray, she brings down that if you say in Baruch Elokeinu, you don't have to hear to Azan Sakoil. The emes is to fend for that steer is a push to thirds. In Kuf Tzadik Beis, in Kuf Pei Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is speaking, where you're benching, you're now benching with the Zimun. So now when you're benching with the Zimun, Zimun is Tol Azan Zakoil. In Simur Reish, he's speaking where you're just helping the minion. You're just doing it for the minion. You are going to bench later with Zimun again. This is not your Zimun now. You're just doing it for the, you should have a minion. And like the Torah says often there, so that's why you can make Zimun again. Because you didn't do Zimun now, you just want to say Elokeinu. You're Yoitz with Elokeinu. So there, the Halacha is you don't have the Elokeinu, because the only reason you're doing this is to hear Elokeinu. But you can do Zimun later. So that's the fact of the Mishnah Berurah. But according to Mishnah Berurah, he holds Pashas, a person should hear from the Mezamein to Azan Zakoil. And that's a lot of yeshivas, a lot of people are makpid like that. A lot of people hold that since the Mechaber Paskens like Rav Nachman, that you don't have to hear only to Vachiyinu. So you don't have to. You could say it to yourself later, you don't have to hear. Others hold that since the halacha is that only in a place where you don't bench, you have to fill Zon Zakoil. So the Chiv, even according to Sheish, there's no Chiv Zon Zakoil, like twice with Zerosh, there's no Chiv to Zon Zakoil. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer like those to be machmer like Lashit is old, that Lekfili should be do the whole benching together, or and every end of every bracha to say Amen. But at least, Tazan Zakoil should say Mila b'Mila. the Welt, the Chassidische Welt does not do it. Because they hold that since nowadays everyone benches by himself, we're not doing the whole Shaila of Asansakarla is when you yoitze with the Mizami. But if you're not yoitze with the Mizami, nowadays you're not yoitze Mizami. So we rely on the shita that hold that by regular benching you only have to go till Tuvachinu, and they say according to Zohar Kodesh, it's surely that you should do the whole benching by yourself. And so there's Machsidim, they're not makfit at all. In the Litvishe Welt, they try to be makfit that you tell Zohar Sakoil you should either hear or say together with the Mizami. Now the Shaila is, Halachas were down, if you're in a big oil place where you can't hear, it's better to go split than to, if you can't hear the Zimun, you're not Yoytze the Zimun, and you have a Chiv Zimun. So if you could split 10, it's the best. But it says when you're scared, if it's from the Gemara, where you're scared by the Rosh Galisa, where you're scared to split, so each one could split to 3, and the reason, and that's where down Halachas puts out the Gimel, so you should be able to hear the Zimun, either the Zimun to Chayinu or to Azan Zakar. The Shaila is, could you use a microphone? Could one use a microphone if you're in a big island? Could you be Moitzi with the microphone? So that's a Shaila. If Zimun means you're Yoitze, you're Moitzi, so a Chayinu microphone is not the coil of the person. If you hold Inyan is not to be Yoitze, just to say with him to hear, so you can use a microphone. And it's more the Shaila. The Shaila is, what's halacha? Could you be yoitze with microphone and other things? The Ramayish's Chayin Racha Paskins, by the Rabbanans, you could be yoitze with a microphone. And by the Rises, like Birchas HaMazon, and Krishmi says you can't be yoitze with a microphone. But the Rabbanans, you could rely that you can be yoitze with a microphone. Now the Shaila is, like we mentioned yesterday, the Shaila of Zimun is the Rabbanan of the Raisa. Benchik is surely the Raisa. And if you want to be yoitza benching with the zamen, so the choir, you wouldn't be able to use the microphone. But if the zimun is only tol chayinu, so the choir, and if you hold it's only drabanan, you could be yoitza. You could be yoitza, and like the Mishabur Paskins, it's only drabanan. So you'd be able to use a microphone, tol chayinu, and be yoitza. Going to Shmavozan, Shalita, once in Mechadish, Rebek Chiddish, that the Iker over here is not to be Yoitze. Not like others, like the Rabbi, others. He holds Iker is that when he says, you should hear him say it, then you answer it to him. But there's no Indian of being Yoitze with what he's saying. So mainly he holds, if you're not, the purpose is not to be Yoitze with him, so you can use a microphone, you hear what he's saying, and you say yourself. According to the Shabbat that holds, you have to be Yoitze benching is the right for sure, you won't be able to use a microphone. But if you hold, you don't have to be yoitze benching, just the zimun itself, and zimun is the rabbanon, and so the halacha would be that you could be, since it's only the rabbanon, you could be yoitze, use a microphone. So that's the minhag of the Welt, that for zimun they use a microphone, and because they hold that it's the rabbanon, and other shittas hold that you can be yoitze anyway with a microphone, and for zimun you can be yoitze with a microphone.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.